Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups.
And of course, as you may or may not already know, Mobile Presence is now airing on cranberryradio.fm.
Absolutely. We've been there for a couple weeks, and great website and also great place to search our earlier episodes.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we're moving into the new era.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I just say that, Shahab, because in a way, that's what our show's about. It is about moving into a new era, but I wouldn't say it's that great of an era, because everywhere you look, I mean, everywhere, you're seeing reports about how we delete apps, you know, seconds, minutes, sessions after we download them. We're seeing that, you know, I just finished a report actually where I was, an interesting term that's now come up, it's called regular app replacement sessions. Okay. And that's basically what's happening out there. It's a term brought to us by Yahoo Advertising, but really interesting is basically they've discovered that there's this part of user behavior where even if we like apps, we sit down in regular sessions and say, okay, what's on my device? What can I get rid of? How can I do some spring cleaning on my phone? Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, I do that more so on my tablets, but yeah. I can see that happening.
So see, you're doing it too. So you are deleting. You're giving what they call giving your app the finger. So giving these apps the finger by deleting them. Yeah, that's terminology now. So basically what all this spells is a mobile engagement crisis, which is looming on the horizon, which is basically, you know, how do we get people to engage with mobile apps, be them from brands or from app companies, you know, how do we get people to keep coming back and stop deleting? I don't know. I mean, you said you clean off your tablet, but how about your clients? Are they seeing similar problems?
Yeah, actually, we've seen a huge shift. And again, this is just through our agency, but a shift away from apps and app development in favor of HTML5 engaging landing pages that can easily be pulled up on touch screens, you know, or tablets, things of that nature, to where, you know, it's them interacting at the brick and mortar or at the convention and not an app that they would download from the app store. And it's because they're seeing no engagement.
That's really interesting. And even if you do have an app, I mean, app notifications, I've signed in on quite a few of them because there's things I need to know or want to know or appreciate knowing. But of course, you do it wrong and it adds to app user fatigue or frustration, depending on how you look at it. So there's a lot at stake. There's a lot you can do to get better results and better outcomes. And our guest today is Josh Todd, CMO of Localytics, a web and app marketing company. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what marketers, app marketers, brand marketers can do. Great to have you on the show, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here today. And the topic at hand, kind of this mobile engagement crisis, is something I'm very passionate about. So I'm excited to talk about that today.
That's great.
It's interesting you say you're passionate about that, because it was actually on your blog, Josh, that I got the idea, because you have a couple of blog posts about this, calling it the engagement crisis, and you also have an awesome infographic showing us how we got here. So how dire is it?
Yeah, well, it's something that's been brewing, and we're obviously very close to the thousands of apps that are on our platform, and we're watching their data all the time, the different ways that they're sending push messages and how people are engaging. And the reason why we really see it as a mobile engagement crisis now is because we're seeing, you know, 23% of apps are only used once. You know, these companies are working so hard to get people to download their app. They're investing dollars in getting people to find them in the app store, to download their app. And then they're losing almost a quarter of them right out of the gate. We also see, you know, 48% of consumers actually opting out of push. And they also say that annoying messaging is the number one reason why they uninstall apps. So we see all the data, all the facts, are pointing to this kind of inflection point where if we don't get in front of this right now, we could really break a channel, a great channel for communicating like push.
That's like really shocking. I mean, Shahab, does that make you feel a bit uncomfortable as well? I mean, to know that brands might break this channel before they've been able to really get the most out of it?
I think they might have done that before, QR codes, but you know, it is kind of scary because there's so much potential. And so if we were to curb this, I mean, is there a way out, Josh? I mean,
yeah, there's absolutely a way out. And I mean, I think with, especially with mobile and the apps in particular, all roads point back to using all the data that we have on our users, right? The great thing about mobile is every time somebody's engaging with an app, they're giving us so much information about what they like, what they don't like, what they're interested in. So I think the way out of this situation is to use all that data to make sure that we're not sending them annoying messages. Another stat that blows my mind, 35% of push messages are not segmented. Can you imagine?
So it's just going out to everybody.
Any message like that would make sense to an entire user base. I can't think of a message except maybe an asteroid's going to hit the Earth. Like, there is no message that makes sense for that broad audience.
No, and definitely. And that's why in the age that we are, we're kind of moving away from the static, well, you're going to do a 30-second spot, you know, on the Super Bowl, and that's going to hit everybody, to digital video campaigns and things of that nature, because you can tap into that data. And so, you know, when you're working with your clients, do you consult them and kind of push them toward different types of data aggregation? Or because, you know, data is, especially when you're looking at a large group, that's a lot of information. So how do you tell them to look at that data?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our whole platform was built on the premise that there's all this great data there, but if you can't find the insights, if you can't pull the insights out of it, it's really useless. Mm-hmm. So everything that we do, and there's a lot of people out there who are trying to help solve this same problem, it's about taking all that information and helping you understand what matters, not letting you get lost in the ocean of data. But what's different now, too, is that you don't need data scientists. You know, you don't need to throw 5 data scientists at this huge database, and now you're going to get your answer. There's really software that's doing that for you. And that's really the core of how we help marketers be smarter about their engagement, by making sure that those insights are surfaced within their data so that they don't have to do all that hard work crunching the numbers. We can help them understand what their users prefer and make it really easy for them to do what they're great at, which is creating really engaging campaigns to keep their users coming back.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that Localytics actually had a platform for analyzing that data. That's very, very interesting. We will get back to that after the break. So listeners, do not go anywhere. We have Josh Todd, CMO of Localytics, and we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. NameJet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on Earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, NameJet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investments. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to NameJet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. NameJet.com. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And again, our guest is Josh Todd, CMO of Localytics.
And you know, Josh, in the last segment, we were just talking about, you know, basically what would cover the bases to be an effective, maybe even amazing push message, push notification. So why don't we pick up with that? I mean, what would an example look like? Or do you have one from the real world to offer?
Sure. I mean, there's a ton of really good examples out there, and there's a lot of really bad examples. And it all comes down to how well that message is tailored to the individual user that's getting it. I'll give you an example of somebody who I think does it really well. You know, Nike Plus. They do it really well. I mean, they've been at this game for a while. And what they do really well is they identify specific behavior that their users are doing inside the app. Maybe they've set a challenge for themselves. But when you get a push message from them, it's going to have the information related to the specific challenge that you set up. They're going to use information that they know about you from your profile. They're going to combine that information, and they're going to deliver it to you in a very timely way. If they know you're on the East Coast, if they know you usually go running in the morning, they set up their messages so that it aligns with everything that they know about you. That's a specific example. Another example that I think in a very different space is somebody who's doing it really well is the New York Times. You know, and they're a customer of ours, and what they're doing a great job of is seeing what articles are you reading, really getting a deep understanding of what their individual users care about and what they're interested in. And then when they send you a push message, they're alerting you to something that is related to topics you've been interested in. And so what that does is it makes that message a welcome message as opposed to an annoying intrusion in your life. So, I mean, I think that's the real key is how do you make your messages welcome because they're adding value to your end user, your customer.
And, you know, what role does Localytics play in those kinds of examples? What are you bringing to the table for these brands?
Sure. Well, what we're doing for those brands is we're helping them be able to utilize all that information. So we're able to help them at scale understand what each user is doing. So they'll tag their app, different events within their app, and they can use those events to trigger messages, whether they're in-app messages or push messages, all through one platform. And I think that's really the key, and that's one of the things that's differentiating the great marketers from the good and in some cases bad, is that what we do is we bring together that data and the channels to the customer all in one place. There's one SDK that you install. The data and the channels are fully integrated because it's the same data set that's driving both. And that's really what's key. It's the quality of the data and the ability to act on it in real time.
So let's take a step back, and we agree it has to be personalized, it has to be segmented, it has to be relevant, as do all communications with consumers in any case. Now, I've looked at targeting and segmentation in an app marketing book I wrote, and you know, there's many, many ways to do this. Could you maybe walk us through some of the more popular approaches and just sort of, you know, tell us what's being done and above all, you know, what the marketer can expect?
Absolutely. So we'll start off with really the two key ones, and then we can talk about some of the new spaces. But the two key ones are really behavioral and user profiles. And what you're going to be doing is using that information to drive really that personalized message. But before we even get into those, I want to make sure that what we're talking about personalization in the right way. I mean, personalization isn't, "Hi, Josh," and then whatever message you want to say, right? That's very superficial. That's not actually understanding and personalizing a message to everything that you know about me. So let's talk about behavioral. If you think about a behavioral message, this is where you're using some action that somebody has taken within an app. They may have, similar to what we just talked about, they may have read a specific article in the app. You use that information to then drive a message that's related to it. And what we see is the average click-through rate when our customers are using behavioral targeting is 9%. So that's a 9% click-through rate on a push message versus a broadcast message, which is the unsegmented message that we talked about earlier. That'll get you about a 7% click-through rate on average. So by layering in behavioral targeting, what is the person doing in the app, you get 2 full percentage point increases, and that really adds up at scale. The next important part of segmentation is really user profile information. That's where you know things like my name, but more importantly, you know things like where am I located? Maybe you'll know I am in a rewards program that your company has. These are different things that are in my profile that companies can use and bring to bear on segmenting their messages. And when we see our customers using... Go ahead.
Just going to say, so once you've figured out what types of users you have and what kinds of segmentation you can do, and you start doing that, what kinds of metrics should you watch and how can you do that?
It's a great question. So the metrics I'm talking about right now are really the highest level metrics, right? We're talking about click-through rates, right? And user profiles gives you an additional, over the broadcast message, additional 6 points in click-through rate improvement. And when you combine the two together, you get a 30% click-through rate. But that's really, to your point, that's the top of the funnel. What matters is the downstream metrics, and that's really where the sophisticated advertisers are moving, because things like churn and unintended consequences of these campaigns really needs to be taken into account when you're determining what success is. The early days, you can start off with, this click-through rate was better than this click-through rate. Great. Or even, this conversion rate was better when we did this message versus another one. But the reality is, you may be causing some really negative effects to your overall lifetime value if those messages are annoying people and you're causing them to churn. So it may look on the surface like you're having great success with these campaigns, when in reality, you're really hurting your business over the long haul. So I love that you're digging right into the core of this, which is how do you make sure you're measuring those right metrics that matter to your business?
I mean, when I listen to you speak, Josh, I hear something coming through that's really quite upsetting, but also really exciting, which is we are moving away, or your company is moving us away, from just A-B testing our way to figure out what works and what doesn't. And you're basically saying A-B testing alone isn't going to get us there, and in the process we might tick off quite a few of our customers. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. I think A-B testing, superficial A-B testing, we're moving beyond that and in two ways. So one way that we can be smarter about A-B testing is to make sure that we have a control that we monitor over a longer period of time, especially when we're talking about app marketing and comparing different push campaigns. You'll have your two test cells, but you also have a control group so that you can measure things like overall engagement, true lift from those campaigns, and ultimately any impacts that could happen to churn, because we know, as we talked about earlier, the number one reason why people are uninstalling apps is annoying messages. That means that you have to take something like churn into account when you're judging what success is. So if you're just at the high-level metrics, you're going to be getting a superficial reading of the true impact of your campaigns. And if you go even further, you can start to get into predictive app marketing or predictive marketing in general. And why this is really exciting is this is using all of the data that you have. And we know that it's hard for humans to process all that data, right? So you need companies like Localytics who can turn that data into insights and create auto segments for you, right? So we can look at, 3 to 6 months worth of your data, and we can understand which users are engaged, which users are, have churned, and then pull out the attributes and the differences between what makes them stay and what makes them leave, so that when you get a new user, within the first visit and second visit into your app, we already start knowing which ones are going to be on the happy path and which ones are going to be at risk of churn. And that predictive capability is powerful because you can start treating each of those users differently.
You know, this is all really great stuff. Unfortunately, we do have to take our last break of the show. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We have Josh Todd, CMO of Localytics, with us, and we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, our guest is Josh Todd, CMO of Localytics.
Yeah, I mean, right before we went to break, Josh, you were bringing up the point about predictive, and that's really exciting because that's where all this data comes together, what you're doing on your platform comes together. But I heard also something about the value of location in maybe deciding, identifying, and even segmenting audiences. How important is location these days?
Location can be huge. I mean, if we look at retail, it's obviously huge for retail and people who have brick and mortar. But if we think about the personal lives of a user, of ourselves, have you gotten a notification from your phone at 3 in the morning? Right? It's really annoying when that happens. And we can do better because knowing where you are, what time zone you're in, that kind of information can be used to just make the messages much more adaptable to somebody's life, not to mention, you know, the kind of brick and mortar and all the other kind of geolocation capabilities that we're starting to really bring to life in our marketing. And Localytics is doing that for our customers with our platform.
So just a very quick one then. What are the sort of like the key ingredients of a good push? One is to know location, time of day, but does all this intelligence change what that list of ingredients is?
The list of ingredients, that's where things get a little complicated because the list of ingredients is going to be different by vertical. What's really important is that you're understanding your users, what makes your users special, and where your app can add value to their lives. So really, there's no easy answer to say, here are the three things that matter most. They're all going to matter to varying degrees, but it's really about knowing your users so that you can identify the things that are going to be critical to that relationship.
And, you know, we started out talking about a coming engagement crisis. If you had to sum it up, what are three things that app and brand marketers can do to prepare and hopefully miss this when it hits?
Sure. So three things. The first thing I would say is, you know, really focus in on the early experience. You know, Facebook has their magic moment, if you've heard about that, where it's, you know, 7 friends in 10 days, and they know that that's going to be an engaged user. Well, for apps, we know that 3 sessions in the first 3 days is a similar metric for apps. If you can get 3 sessions out of your new users in those first 3 days, you're going to be that much more successful. So make sure you focus on that early experience and onboarding your users. The second thing that I'd say is, you know, to really think about when you ask your users and how you ask your users to opt in to push messaging. We still see some companies that on the very first time you launch an app, they ask for permission on the very first screen that you see, and we know that's a recipe for failure. You're going to get a smaller piece of the push pie. And when users have push enabled, you get 171% more app launches. So it's critical to get it right. So what we see is that, you know, if you wait over time, once they've opened the app 3 times, but the magic number really is the 7th session, 73% of users will say yes to your push request if you wait till the 7th time that they've opened the app. So the longer you wait, and find out your sweet spot, but the longer you wait, the better your chances are. And the last one is just, let's not abuse this. Like, once you've earned somebody's trust, don't abuse it. We see as you start to get up to numbers like 6 to 10, if you're sending 6 to 10 messages in 1 week, that's going to lead to almost a third of your users actually uninstalling your app. And that's the really scary number. You could lose a third of those hard-fought downloads if you abuse push and start sending 6 messages a week. So less is more with push. That would really be the final point that I'd want to make.
That's just amazing. Yeah, I almost wish we had more time to talk about all this. Maybe we can have you back on the show at some point. Maybe talk, you know, do a deep dive into some case studies, things of that nature. But in the meantime, if any of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Sure, they can visit us at localytics.com, and we have a ton of great information on our blog. Or you can follow me on Twitter at JoshToddMKT, and I share a ton of information and stats and things we're seeing about our customers. So visit our website, follow me on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
Great. And Peggy, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, I have to first of all say it's really true about the blog. I'm really enjoying it, Josh. You're doing a great job over there, I have to say. So it's full of insights, great stuff that our listeners should really be looking at. In the meantime, you can check out my stuff over at mobilegroove.com. You can also email me, Peggy@mobilegroove, where you also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And you can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. You can also check out our portfolio at higherground.creative.agency. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember, new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.